Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, we're going a little early today for Am I the Jerk? It is Am I the Jerk for not talking to my girlfriend so I can sleep.
What?
Yeah, we got somebody wrote in today.
What, not talking to my girlfriend so I can sleep?
He's sick of talking to his girlfriend. He wants to sleep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all breaking up?
No. He just wants her to stop calling. Now, listen to this. This is what he said. He said, hello, Allie and DZ. I'm a longtime listener of 103.7 Kiss FM. I've been to Milwaukee many times. I listen from Indianapolis.
Oh, nice.
On the Odyssey app. But seriously, I'm not a Pacers fan. Go Bucks.
Okay, good. Clarification. Thank you.
He said, I love the city and I have friends that live nearby Milwaukee. Anyways, recently my girlfriend, via Tinder for a while, who has been in Singapore for a business trip, has been upset with me because I've been sleeping because there's a 12-hour difference between here in Indy and Singapore. I told her I cannot stay up all night just talking to her, just because we're in a serious and committed relationship.
Okay.
I told her that the long-distance relationship is more difficult because of the time zone difference. I have to work the next day, and she has been telling me that I've been sleeping earlier and thinks that I have something behind my back. Even though I told her I'm not talking to any single girls or cheating on her. She just wants to do activities while she's there, but I'm sleeping.
I'm following. Okay.
I have to sleep around 10 to 10:30 and wake up around 5. So am I the jerk for sleeping the day before work while my girlfriend's in Singapore for business and she thinks I'm avoiding her? So they're on totally different time zones, mm-hmm. The opposites.
Right.
And because he doesn't want to stay up and talk to her, she now thinks he's either cheating, avoiding her, pulling away.
It's a problem. She thinks she might be overthinking that nothing's going on, mm-hmm. or something's going on when nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to sleep.
He wants to sleep. But you know how that is when you're used to talking to your mate. You're like, oh, you don't like me anymore.
Why don't you love me?
She's not getting the reassurance she needs.
Mm-hmm.
So
how can he give her the reassurance? And
it's not our problem.
Still sleep.
It's not our problem.
Oh, that's his problem.
No, that's his problem. The question is he the jerk for not talking to her so he can sleep instead of? His priority is sleep over girlfriend.
Most of us can get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now she's upset about it, so he's not meeting her needs.
Okay, see, but it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
She's on business.
Yeah.
It's not like she's moved long term. Y'all are long distance, right? So realistically, she shouldn't be overreacting she is.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how confident she is in their relationship, depending on how long their relationship has been, this could all play into it.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a jerk, though. Mm. I really don't, man. He's prioritizing himself.
He needs sleep.
If you don't sleep enough, everything in your life is going to start to crumble, go into shambles, and mm-hmm. you're going to be screwed.
Yes, but your relationship might be gone.
I mean, if this is what crumbles it, if she's overthinking it, this is something else is going to crumble it down the
road
anyway.
Long distance is tough, you know, especially if you can't communicate. You mm-hmm. can't communicate when you're in the same town.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine now being in a different country.
I almost feel like she's the jerk for expecting him to be awake.
When he wants to be sleeping?
She knows the home time zone. She's the one that chose to take the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can be up every now and again to talk, yes, I mm-hmm. do expect that. There's sacrifice, but not every night.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. I'm sorry. Nah.
No, you say he's not the jerk.
Nah, he's not the jerk.
Okay. I'm dying to hear what people think. 414-533-1037. Charlie wrote in and he wants to know if he's the jerk for wanting to sleep instead of talk to his girlfriend all night because she's on a business trip in Singapore. Somebody texted in and said, why can't she stay up all night for him?
Ooh, reverse.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Uno reverse.
That's a really good question. I have no idea. It could go both ways, or maybe he just doesn't want to talk on the phone. And it's working out where he's going, I don't want to stay up all night on the phone. You know, in the beginning of a relationship, that's what you do.
Yeah, in the same time zone.
Actually, in the beginning of a relationship, when you like each other, true, you talk on the phone all the time.
Never mind it.
You know? Mm-hmm. And now he's like, okay, I got to get some sleep.
This is enough, girl. Mm-hmm. How much longer are you going to be gone? We could talk on the phone when you get back.
Exactly. All right. Well, 414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, Charlie wrote into the show. He wants to know if he's the jerk because he doesn't want to talk to his girlfriend on the phone all night because she's in Singapore on a business trip. Now she's starting to think he's avoiding her and cheating on her because he doesn't want to be on the phone all night.
This all sounds so weird.
Amber in Hartford said, I am fired up and I must go on the air for this today.
Oh, triggy, huh? Just
good morning, Amber.
Yes. Good morning.
All right, talk to us. What you think?
Yeah, why are you so worked up? What do you think?
Well, first of all, he is not the jerk just because why isn't she staying awake
the other way?
You know, or switching off.
Because during the day here, he has a life.
Right. Or what is she doing while he's sleeping? Why can't she call him? Why can't she stay awake?
Uh-huh.
So that's number one. Obviously. Number two, as a person who works here in Wisconsin, but my company's in Jersey and I have customers on the West Coast, and my mothership company is in China, which is a 13-hour difference,
mm-hmm.
I do not expect my husband, who's a truck driver, waking up at weird hours to adjust to my schedule when I'm adjusting
right.
to the time differences.
Mm-hmm.
So her, as her job, and traveling, clearly, because she's in Singapore.
Yeah.
She should be well aware of the dynamics of time zones and how everybody has to operate and the ebb and flow of how time zones change.
Yes.
Period.
And she's lonely. So, she needs to go live her life.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Like, you're either lonely or also you have a guilty conscience, because what do they say? Cheaters only suspect the other one of cheating if they're doing it themselves. So,
ooh,
just saying.
Who are you singing with in Singapore?
Oh.
Right. Like, what are you, like, yeah. Why
she doesn't
are
have
you
time
so...
to cheat. She's on the phone all day.
with him?
All right, Amber, you made some really good points about just because one person's schedule changes in a partnership does not mean everybody's schedule changes.
Yeah.
Your job is your job.
It's
you're
going
to be where you're going to be.
Exactly.
And your partner's going to have to work around that because you're not going to change everything unless you have that ability to work. If you know, yeah.
And you can't expect that of your partner now.
If you guys aren't having that conversation to be like, hey, babe, Saturday night you stay up or Sunday morning I'll stay up. I'll be tired at work today. If you're not having those conversations, then it's the relationship's done anyway. So.
That's true. There does have to be a mutual attraction
yeah.
and mm-hmm. a desire to do that, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amber.
All right.
Thanks, Amber. Good points.
Yep.
We'll talk
have
to
a good
you
later. Day. Bye.
All right, let's go to Shannon in West Dallas, because Shannon says she actually feels like she has a little bit of, you know, an example of something going on in her life as well.
Really not.
She has some input. Yeah. Shannon, good morning.
So my niece is actually in Japan right now as we speak.
Okay.
Studying abroad, and they're 14 hours ahead of us. So it's 9:40 at Wednesday night there. And what my mom and my sister do, they alternate with her. You know, we'll call you in the morning, you call us, you know, vice versa. This way neither one of them are having to stay up late or You know, so why can't they do that? It's not just on him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying. Yeah. She's doing a lot of expectation of, no, you call me.
Well, and Shannon's right. Like, if it's almost 10 o'clock there, it's a perfect time. You talk in the morning while they're going to bed, and then you have to go to work. But then you got to go to work.
Right. Well, and it's math. It's work before you go to work. But when you want to, when that's your person, that's not going to be a problem. But you also figure out a plan so it's not that hard for both of y'all, not just one-sided.
Yep, and with it being 12 hours, one of them can wake up a half hour early to talk, and you know, that night, the other one stay up a half hour later to talk.
Yeah, good morning and good night. That's
not enough, though. Exactly. She wants the whole night, Shannon.
Oh, my goodness.
She wants night of talking, like,
she's
in the beginning.
The jerk. She's the jerk, and Charlie can tell her she's the jerk.
Bet, Shannon, say less.
All right, thanks, Shannon. Have a good day.
You too.
Peace.
All right, Jessica, last but not least, calling from Plymouth this morning. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Charlie wants to know if he's the jerk because he doesn't want to talk to his girlfriend so he can sleep. She's 12 hours away.
I do not think that he's the jerk. I think it kind of goes along with what the other girls were saying on the last two calls. It's a two-way street. So if she wants to talk to him, then she needs to make arrangements to make sure that the timing works for both of them and not just for herself. You know, and whether it's long distance or not, if you're in a relationship, you have to make sure it works for both ends. It's right. Not just, this is what I want or this is what he wants. This is what works for both of us.
Somebody texted in and said, I don't understand. Our day is their night and their night is our day. If you were to stay up all night talking to her, that's her day. Shouldn't she be in business meetings? Call her at 5 a.m. when you get up. I don't know. I just am reading you what Charlie said.
Right.
He said she wants to talk all night, which then cuts into his sleep.
We're just the messengers, y'all.
Yeah. Maybe he means his night. Yeah, which again, she would be in business meetings. I don't know.
I don't know. This all just sounds so weird. Why she's got such a problem with this when she's the one on the business trip, man.
Exactly.
Somebody said he's the jerk. He needs to reassure her insecurities that she's not the only one and call her more.
Wow. There it is. Yeah. I was waiting for somebody to say, sure, but how many times are you going to reassure the insecurities before you go, okay, baby, now I need to actually sleep, though, for real, for
real. Yeah, he did say he has talked to her about
it. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do that every single time.
Thanks for calling, Jessica. Have a good day.
Yep, thanks, you too.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, long distance comes down to two things, communication and planning, which it seems like they don't have enough of either.
Did you see Destiny's text?
Yeah, she said, why are we going to talk every day? Honestly, Destiny, that occurred to me too, because but it's a significant other. I could not have not talked to my significant other every day. I can go without talking to my sisters every day. I can go without talking to my parents every day. My friends.
Sure.
Significant other, you got to be every day.
You got to talk
to every
day.
There's no way I'm going without a day without talking to my significant other. There's no way.
Unless there's an extreme circumstance, maybe service. I'm in Singapore and I couldn't call today.
Correct.
Whatever. But otherwise, I'd prefer to. I want to.
You can even call me from a cruise now. Don't tell me you can't. Don't tell me you can't find me, okay? It used to be like that. Now we have all got an ability to get a hold of people.
You were not wrong, but today was a sweet dog, not the jerk.
Not the jerk at all. So there you go, Charlie. Break up with her.
Honestly, I don't see where this relationship is going to go. I don't know when she's coming back, but Charlie, you might not have her when you get back.
I would love an update if Charlie's listening on the Odyssey app.
Please and thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.